Sorry.
I mean, you probably don't need to.
Everybody can hear me. Yeah. We have a request that you use your microphone so that it's captured in the recording when we do this. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Welcome, everybody, to the Traffic Safety Board. Marie was nice enough to forward us some info from DOT in the Corning area, which went out to everybody. And we have a submission from the town of Wayne. I don't know if it got to you yet. I don't know how much hope they have. I guess they voted, they had the in last September is when they received the petition, and then they voted on it at the town, and then they sat on it until last this week to forward to us. So we'll let you do your thing on that. But yes, ma'am.
Almost, did anyone notice that there was duplicate signatures on these pages? So 4 and 10, 6, 11, 7, 12, 8, 13, and 9, 14 were the same.
Right.
So they didn't get that many signatures.
No. And I think it's just the people that live in a short section on that roadway, which the town of Wayne seems to react to small complaints from few people frequently. We'll put it that way. Sure, go ahead. Yeah, if you want to. I mean, we'll get back to the orders.
Okay. All right. How's that?
Wow.
Okay. So, this is a repeat request. This happened, I believe, in 2003, and I'm sorry, 2013, and then again in 2022. Okay, similar request. The request to reduce to 15 miles an hour is we could not fulfill that because the 25 miles an hour is
Right,
the lowest
zone.
posted speed limit except for right a school zone. Okay, so we wouldn't be able to fulfill that. With all that said, we looked in our records, and there is no record of a legal order pertaining to the 25 miles an hour to begin with.
Oh.
Okay, according to our statewide records, so it's not
It's
legally
actually
supported.
55.
Yes. Yes.
What I wondered.
So there's that. So this was studied back in 2022, and this was under Marty Butler, and we just simply said we couldn't fulfill that because of the state law as far as the 25 miles an hour is the lowest speed limit, and it was recommended that the town install perhaps just an idea a narrow road sign with advisory speed 50 miles an hour, so something that would look like this, so that's so this actually went to your office. We could respond to it,
I would
or
say probably a very similar to response to the 2022 response. I think that would be fantastic.
And we can suggest they suggested let's see, speed humps as an alternative. That would be completely up to them,
Well, I think
to the
that
town.
their concern was plowing.
Yes, that's always a concern with speed humps, right?
Yeah.
There's a new design for a speed hump that's quite a bit
Right.
longer,
Yeah.
right? And
And I, if I
more
recall,
gradual that.
we put our speed trailer out there last fall, and I do not recall there being anybody over 25 as a result of that data collection. And we shared that with them also. So I think it's more the narrowness of the road and the closeness of the residences to the road makes it feel like people are driving much faster than they really are.
Yes, and then a concern with pedestrians and bicyclists.
And dogs and kids and
Yep. So, yeah. So, yeah, we can
Go ahead,
respond
Marie.
directly.
Could you also add in that letter then maybe some pedestrian tips and hints? maybe wearing the high visible clothing,
Sure.
making sure that maybe bringing flashlights or some sort of blinking light when it's dark, because they didn't talk about that. And I don't know, maybe,
We can
teaching
furnish
children
that
to
to
stay
the,
away from the road,
yeah, we can furnish that to the
some
town also.
helpful information. So they, because this would be their second denial letter essentially for something that there's really not a legal fix
Right.
or, yeah, legal solution, but trying to be helpful without,
Educational solution. Sure.
yes.
Yeah,
Good point. Very good point.
and because this the letter looks like it will probably reach the local residents since there's just a handful.
Right.
So the
That's typically what I've experienced with that town board.
Yeah, will do. Okay, so
Actually,
I will respond then directly.
yes.
Okay.
Yep. And if you could just copy me in,
Will do.
that would be great because I may put something on social media about the education end of pedestrians walkways and observing the vehicle traffic law and being high visibility to accompany it too. I think
Okay.
that's a very good idea. Cool. Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
All righty. So we got our minutes from last meeting. Can I have a motion to accept those minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Very good. I think John will probably touch on that again when we get to him. What's next on our list of things? Oh, do we have to do the election or no? Did we do that last time or did we just nominate? That's what I thought we did. Okay. All righty. Cool. Department reports. Go ahead, Corning PD.
Can you hear me now? Oh, is that in
Yes.
green? I can hear me.
Green is go.
Okay. I'm trying to think. We're starting to have our meetings for the wine glass is pretty much right. That's like our biggest thing right now. I think we've kind of until we go to Harvest Festival, we really don't have too much
When is
planned.
the Harvest Festival?
It's September, so we have some time. Like it's
Okay.
yeah. So they're just really they're then well there's a new Gafford district
I saw that.
director, so she'll start the next month, I guess. So we'll see how that goes. And really in the city we're doing pretty good and we're looking for police officers if anyone wants to be a police officer.
Y'all are looking for
And
police.
I'm headed to the state chiefs on Saturday. So
Yeah, you're in. Where's yours at?
Monticello at the
Yeah.
Cartwright
Because we're
water park.
at Lake George next week.
Yeah, I know we're always like
Yeah,
a little off there, but
overlapping.
yeah.
It's
But
like
yeah, no,
I'm
other than
talking
that.
to somebody from DCGS that was going to both. Boom, boom.
Yeah, I know
Mike
that.
Bonds, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So other than that, we're just so we have our drone up and running, so
Good.
we're happy about that, and we've used it on a barricaded person. It went pretty well until she threw a fly swatter at it. You're gonna write a book. I know it was actually she like hit it with a fly swatter. Okay. So no, we're doing well.
Cool. Very good. Marie, what's new in the planning world?
Not a whole lot regarding traffic and safety.
Okay.
We're
We're all
planning.
good.
Yep.
We're planning on it.
Yeah, we are planning on it and planning for planning.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Very cool. Ken, you cover an EMO and 911 today?
Yes, I guess that's the short answer. I don't think I have a lot to report here. As Genzi stated, we're playing in for the wine glass. That's right on par to where we normally are for planning process. No big issues, I don't think, are on the horizon this year. So hopefully things will continue to progress as they normally do. We did have a kickoff meeting for our hazard mitigation plan. And then just kind of on the
I guess traffic, public safety side, though, we are finalizing everything in Hammondsport, so we'll have the county will have ownership of that here in the next month, probably. So, 911 side, I can't provide you an update on the towing revision guidelines there. Mm-hmm. I do know that was in progress, and I've not heard or seen any update on that. So I'll ask about that when I get back.
Okay. John? Thank you, sir.
Okay. I don't really have a lot to report. I just maybe comment on that presentation that was prepared by our design
team. Okay.
But it does mention we have the ongoing work up at the S curbs on 414 Centerway over Post Creek, Norfolk Southern.
Yep.
Maintaining two lanes of two-way traffic there throughout the project. Upcoming this weekend, we'll be getting work at the Norfolk I-86 over Norfolk Southern. That bridge, it's going to be over the weekend, single lane closure.
Oh, okay. On 86.
On I-86, yep. Yep. We're keeping it to the weekend because of the, extent of traffic that,
sure.
On that stretch of road. And that's about it. Is there any concerns, for DOT?
Not that I've heard.
Okay.
Not that we haven't received anything. No.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. No problem.
Eric, how's things in the world of EPW?
Good, Sheriff. We're just some updates on projects for this year. So asphalt overlays for 2025. We did County Route 82 Woodhall from McMines to Town of Troopsburg, County Route 92 Wayland from Antlers Inn Road to State Route 415, County Route 22 Cameron, County Route 119 to Coon Road paved and Steadhill. And we'll be chip sealing the entire road later this summer. County Route 10A, Bath, entire road's been repaved. Stuff coming up as far as grinding and reprofiling roads and making some improvements there with asphalt overlay. County Route 2 in Addison we're doing from County Route 119, about 3 miles. And we've got a culvert that's going to get installed. And once that's installed, we're going to pave almost 3 miles there.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a lot of work there. County Route 100 Woodhall from 101 heading west has been reprofiled and will be paved as well. Another 3 miles to the Borden Swamp. County Route 21 Jasper to Cameron, Turner Road, County Route 123 has been reprofiled and will also be paved later this summer. That's our paving stuff. Chip seal, we started County Route 16 and this will be completed next week. We'll be working to chip seal 91 miles of road throughout the county this year. So we have a busy year with chip seal projects. And then bridges, update on those. Hardscrabble Road Bridge has been replaced and reopened to traffic in Rathbun with a new bridge. Bean Station Road Bridge in Prattsburg will be paved next week and reopened to traffic. We've had dual crews or a couple crews when we can, at least one crew on the bridge on 70A. The piers and stuff underneath there are pretty rough. So we've made a ton of improvements. We'll be forming and pouring those piers and rehabbing them throughout the summer. They're straight at those. County Route 11 bridge replacement, Bath. We've started detour construction. We'll start the bridge removal on July 21st. So that's County Route 11 bridge. Completion date is probably around October, beginning of October. Cunningham Creek, Box Culvert Project, pretty involved in Hornellsville. This began on schedule, but it's going to take till October 2nd to finish as well. And hopefully we can get the paving on it, obviously, and button that up right at the end of the year, or end of the season, I should say. Traffic, paint, striping, center lines, and fog lines has started, and we're working throughout the county. So that's going well. We've had a couple mishaps. We have a new crew. They're doing good. And doing well. However, we're still working on trying to fine tune that. Roadside mowing by contractors. We've had a ton of calls on this. The contractor we currently have, and was the only one I believe that bid on it, has had some breakdowns and is behind. It seems like this is an ongoing thing every year. We did buy another mower, the county itself. So we've got one more person on that. So there's a total of three mowers if you count the contractor out there. But with the rain and his breakdowns, we've been fighting that pretty good. Not where we want to be with that, but they're doing good with it. And then flash flood repair shoulders from the June 9th storm affecting the roads. Can of steel Wayne have been repaired, but there's still some work to do. So that's pretty much everything in a nutshell.
Yeah, I got to tell you, your crews did an awesome job triaging and getting right out immediately. And the same with the DOT crews on 54. It was amazing how quickly they put everything back together. So
good to hear. Thank you.
Kudos. Yeah. Kudos to them. Very good. Carol, anything from the legislature?
Well, I have a lot that I would like to cover regarding DOT paving Buffalo Street and 352 in that area. That has been a mess because of no striping. And I've seen two incidents where people can't pick a lane, you know, because the temporary striping is just atrocious. So, you know, they get into a wrong lane, and one was at night, so it was really a concern. The other thing, I'm going to skip back to the Wine Glass Marathon, because the Village of Riverside has the bike path bridge, and the bridge is closed temporarily. So we've let a contract that says it has to be completed by September 30th. So otherwise, there will not be a Wine Glass Marathon. So just pray that that happens.
Should we get done on time?
Yeah. So back to High Street. Everyone is concerned with why we are not paving High Street from where they paved in the Village of Riverside up to Painted Post, at least, a Steuben Street, because it is just atrocious.
Right, that is another project that is, I think it's,
Yes. Yeah. So that's in another project. That's a larger project that'll be happening, I believe, maybe next year. So they'll be paving through the village on High Street. Yeah. So where they paved this year is it because it's, I believe it was from the village line, you know, east.
Right.
Was a separate project. They had to split it up into two. They're two different projects. So the High Street through Painted Post will happen soon.
So is it in 2026?
I believe so.
Okay, because I get so many complaints about that street. Okay. And I think that's, you know, that's the main thing I wanted to talk about. But I also wondered if I could ask about the number of schools that the Emily trailer went.
I don't have the number of schools, but I know they hit over 3,000 students.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
It was three schools last
yeah,
meeting.
Yeah, they were going somewheres every week. And then we're going up to, when we go up to the traffic safety symposium in October, we're also going to hit Oswego campus, SUNY Oswego. And they're going to bring in kids from their local districts up there to go through it and receive the presentation. So it's kind of tough keeping up with the schedule on it right now. It's going to so many places. It's really working out very, very well.
Thank you. John, could you just let me know the date that's going to take place? Because that will make people at least have an answer for them.
Yes, we'll do. I'll follow up with that.
Okay.
With the construction date. Yeah. And that's a much bigger project too. Involves, you know, the one that that they paved to the east, it was just paving. To the west is going to be traffic signals plus the paving and some other work.
Well, and the other request that our area has is to make a bike path lane.
Yes.
No parking on High Street.
I believe that is the current plan.
Okay. Just wanted to reiterate that.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else, Carol?
No, I think that's it.
Thank you. The loudest person here, Malia, go ahead.
Public Health doesn't have any major updates, and we continue to share education around traffic safety, boater safety. We did a lot of like DUI messaging for the 4th of July. We continue that throughout the summertime, pedestrian and bicyclist. We also share information about, so if there's anything that the sheriff's office wants us to push out and emphasize, please just let me know. We're happy to do that.
Appreciate
Otherwise,
that.
That's it.
Thank you. A couple new things that we're looking at and working with EMO and the county on is a more unified license plate reader and active live feed camera system throughout the county on all the major thoroughfares and all of the areas that we've seen flooding. So this would be a similar to what Elmira has with the Flock system. That's what we're looking at, and we're putting it together now, but it would be close to 60 different live feed cameras along the interstates and the main thoroughfares and in areas of concerns, for example, Willow Bend, places like that, where we would like to have live feed when flash flooding hits. So we've been in talks with the manager's office on that, and we're getting a plan to go forward with that and get it implemented. On the traffic safety end, the LPR, fixed LPR part of it is going to be a huge component, especially when you tie it in with our countywide records management. All of that data will be there to be mined by both Monroe and Binghamton Crime Analysis Centers and for use for local stuff. So we're pretty excited about that, moving forward, utilizing technology to be able to make us more efficient. That's one of the big projects we're going to be working on through the fall. We're hoping to be able to implement by October. So, and then they'll be getting all of their licenses and permits for locations, which can be a challenge sometimes. But that's the plan on that. And we were hoping to get a COPS grant to cover most of it, but we're unsure where that's going to go. Next week after next, I go to a roundtable for New York State law enforcement with Senator Gillibrand's office that they're putting on. And one of the things that's on that is officer wellness and resiliency. That's why I'm attending. But they're also going to talk about traffic safety a little bit at that as far as what the needs are in New York State. So if you've got anything you'd like me to take to that, let me know. And again, we continue with our enforcement. We're also down a couple folks since we got 20-year retirement. And we're looking at hopefully over the next two tests, getting back to full staff. So I haven't reached out. I know I talked last time, Chris talked about doing more of the PSAs with the wine trail and maybe having that as a county cost. And I haven't reached out to them, but that's something that we can get into swing very quickly. So maybe I'll reach out to you on that too, Malia, and we could do a joint and just not necessarily the negative messaging of don't drink and drive, but the positive messaging of have a plan and be prepared. So that's about it for us at the sheriff's office. Go ahead, Jen.
Just want to comment on the installation of the Flock cameras. Anything that's, put on the state right away.
Yeah. They know they have to negotiate with you.
Yeah, we do have a specific permitting process for the LPRs and such.
So. Yep, we know that. Oh, our second, that reminds me, our second traffic trailer is now marked and ready to go, and that also has an LPR on it. So if you need that for any specific areas, right now they're rotating every 4 days. We've got a list about 20 long for places that want them. So we're rotating those throughout the county. And I know I've brought some of the data back here. I try to get the data from each posting to the town that requested it. So if you've seen it somewheres and you want the data, we can get that to anybody, the data that they recover when the traffic trailer is deployed. We have it all in. It's all digital. So if you've seen it somewhere and you think, I want the data from that, just let me know and we'll get it to you. But we'll have two of them out now throughout the county. I think that is it for us. Any other business, any new business to bring up or any old business to discuss? Hearing none, somebody want to make a motion to close? Ken makes a motion. Anybody want a second? Marie seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much for coming. Appreciate you. Yep.